When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you are tuning in, as always, to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk and news. And this time, for sure, no Genshin or anime on the itinerary. Mm-hmm. Straight up, a lot of K-pop. We're talking about a lot of Twice, mm-hmm. some big news from Twice mm-hmm. That some of you may already have heard. Obviously, some Jimin news, too, because there's some pre-order special stuff dropping with him, uh-huh. right? Something none of us expected, right. But it's pretty cool. Some Stray Kids, of course, and everything in between. Some 17, of course, because BSS is still alive and fighting. So with that said, yes, check us out on the Permission to Stand podcast. We're available on all platforms. Wherever you're tuning in, find us there. Give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever, notification bell. Anything else that you need to do. And Haley, you got any words for the people?
And follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Wow, you got it. You nailed it. Let's get into it because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We have a lot of like tour stuff to talk about because, first of all, we all kind of woke up to some crazy notifications this morning. Mm-hmm. We're recording this on Tuesday here in the... And I think it has something to do with Twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, a fifth world tour has been announced. Mm-hmm. The ready-to-be fifth world tour for Twice.
Ready to be broke.
Exactly. Exactly what this year is about to start becoming after all the... Like, I'm telling you, we're only...
It's
just
only this, February.
It's so. Only February. We're only getting a small sliver, a taste of, like, one of the big groups going on a world tour right now, right? And yeah, Twice is there. Let us kind of go over venues and stuff because they have, happily enough, we are for them because of their success, but very unfortunate and unhappy for us because they have blown up to the point where they are in the huge stadium venues that we have nightmares about, especially if you have watched BTS. We're talking about SoFi Stadium and that kind of level of stuff.
How much capacity? 85,000?
I think 80,000 or something like that. Something insane. Let's get started because this is quote-unquote part one of their Ready to Be tour. It's crazy. It's crazy how their world tour, the fourth one, which was self-titled, was titled 3, which was very confusing at first, right?
Fourth world
it
tour,
was,
but
I can't believe that was last year already. I mean, it has been a year. It has literally...
It has been a year, like, almost exactly, because we saw them in February last year.
But they're just only announcing this time. They will be starting their tour in May.
May.
I lied. April.
April? April? Oh, in Seoul?
April 15, 16, yes. KSPO Dome in Seoul, where everyone... That's like the
big one.
That's like the departure for, like, all these world tours. The first one is always in Seoul.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go... Well, this is a JYP tour. Mm-hmm. So, a JYP quote unquote world tour is basically what? Like Japan and the US.
No, but then this time.
Yes, Haley, what?
They're going to Australia.
Your motherland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they'll be after Seoul, they're going to go straight to, well, not straight, I guess like a couple weeks after. May 3rd is the first real world tour date.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be at, do you know this place? Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney.
Kudos Bank?
It's Q-U-D-O-S.
No, I don't know what that is. But yeah, I know it's Sydney.
Oh, well.
Well, I didn't go to any concerts. I was like a child.
You never know if you might remember. You know, this is probably kids that remember like, oh, Staples Center, which is now like Crypto. Like they lived in LA and moved out.
I know the Opera House.
Oh, yes.
I think a lot of people there.
Yeah. Can they?
I performed there. No, it's not.
Well, if you perform there, obviously it's too small.
Shut the hell up.
May 6th is the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne. Not Melbourne. Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne.
You get it right. May 13 to 14, Yanmar Stadium, Nagai, Osaka.
So going to Japan.
So 13, 14, Osaka, of course, for the J Lines. And this is a ton of once in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
May 20 to 21, An Ajinomoto Stadium, Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
So no Tokyo Dome, but I'm sure this is big enough too. I don't even know. Is this one bigger than Tokyo Dome? Probably not, right? Tokyo Dome is huge, right?
Tokyo Dome's huge, but I don't know this stadium.
I think this is like their first like outdoor stadiums too, like in Japan.
Oh, that's probably why. Maybe they want an outdoor.
So, June 10th is finally when they're here. In the U.S., so this is going to be the start of their U.S. stuff. And they'll be ending for now that we know of, because you know how JYP is. Once you sell out a venue for one day...
They add another one.
Throw a second day. But we'll see, because these are big, big venues.
Yeah, these are huge.
June 10th, SoFi Stadium, Los Angeles. June 13th, Oakland Arena. Oakland, California, of course. June 16th, Tacoma Dome, Seattle. June 21st, Globe Life Field in Dallas. June 24, Toyota Center in Houston. That's home of like the Rockets, the Houston Rockets. So it's a little different because SoFi is football. Now this is like a basketball stadium. So think of like
small.
Crypto. Well, smaller compared to
SoFi,
like the football stadiums for sure. June 28th, United Center, Chicago. Then you got July 2nd, Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. So they're actually going to go Canada for that one show.
Mm-hmm.
July 6th. MetLife Stadium at New York, and they will be ending July 9th, the tour that we know of for now.
Yes, it's part one.
Truist Park, Atlanta. That's even bigger than SoFi capacity.
Wow.
This is going to be nuts. So, if you're not too familiar and you haven't bought tickets for like... If you're once and you bought tickets for twice before... Mm-hmm. This is going to be a different level of ticketing. There's already verified fan pre-sales out for
Ticketmaster
to register for through Live Nation for Ticketmaster.
Mm.
Here's the thing, because all the army here that are listening to this, you know who you are. You know if you went and tried to get Allegiant and SoFi, you know how bad this could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know how far this will be.
Yeah.
That is the main thing. Your nosebleeds in Bank of California, your nosebleeds at originally, which was like, because that was the encore, but originally at some, you know, the smaller venues like the Forum, which is where we were last time. Oh, our 100 sections were really nice.
Right. It's super close.
Your 100 sections for these stadiums and 200s and up, you'll like, I think by like whatever, 300s or
it
whatever.
It goes up to 400.
You'll need binoculars.
Because, yeah, they look like ants. And like even really like watching far. It from the Jumbotron, it's still hard to see.
Especially depending on the angle. So get the right seating depending on your price range of, you know, what tickets you're going to get.
That's why we never get anything like higher than the 200 section.
Also, especially here, keep in mind, the floor is far.
Yes.
So if you're on the floor and you're in the back, you're far. Here's another thing that we're thinking, though. If they are pulling a SoFi Stadium, they might pull BTS, where they come around and go around the stadium for, like, one song.
Yes.
In their carts.
Like two songs.
Two songs. Mm-hmm. Was it two songs?
Yeah, it's two songs.
Two songs in a cart. They'll split the members in half.
Mm-hmm.
Four and five, most likely. They'll go around the stadium in the carts, okay? So this is where you... if you knew... Like, this kind of would help because they go in the carts that are go in front of the 100s.
Yeah.
Or between the 100s and between the back, you know, like the edges of the floor.
Right.
So, if you're on the floor, like the edges, like in the back, the sides, doesn't matter. If you're, like, on the edge.
You'll get a good view.
You'll get to see them. Yeah. They'll be, like, you'll be looking up at them because they're going to be on those carts that are pretty high. So, it's, like, looking at... Like goddesses.
The one that's worth it though is that 100 section row one because you are eye level with them.
You are. They will be at your level. Mm-hmm. They will see you. They'll like. This is the one where like you probably have seen like you know where Tae or V from BTS like was like fist bumping or giving like high fives to people when they're going
Jimin
around.
Too, like Jimin was reaching out. Hands. Yeah.
So it's like yeah. So they're gonna be going around. So if you're trying to get a good seat at a good price, like with the hopes of like. You know, getting a good interaction without having to be barricade, which is going to be nuts, too. Let's talk about barricade in a second. Yeah, row one of the hundreds, any of the hundreds.
But we are not sure. We're only assuming that they might do the carts just because they did it in Asia. Like, twice did it in Asia.
And then right, BTS did it in this specific stadium for the big ones. So, like,
we're assuming, but who knows?
It's not guaranteed. Especially, like, it's not guaranteed. I don't think it's guaranteed, like, especially if you're, like, at the basketball arenas.
No,
like, the indoor ones.
Maybe
I don't think
far,
they'll do that. But there's a possibility. But if not, you're going to be trying to get barricade. Guess what? Sure, if you think about it in perspective, because it's bigger, more chances of barricade, right? Like, you would think.
Yeah.
Guess what? No, we're all focused into one date so far.
Yeah.
It's not spread out, like, two or three dates, like... You know, last year, for now, because they're going to sell and shit, like, we don't know if they're going to sell out. And if they do, they might be hesitant to put a second date because they have to sell out a second stage.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, BTS can do it.
Because they're BTS. But
who knows? I mean, twice is twice, too. Like, but at the same time, like, even Blackpink wasn't in SoFi. And Blackpink technically is a more popular globally, like, group, like, girl group right now.
Right.
So we will see, but barricade is still going to be interesting because it's like the space between you and the stage is a lot further than all these smaller venues. So just keep that in mind. You're not going to be as close as like we were for like to get like you know Sana bowing, like Nayeon baptizing us.
Right.
That's at Bank, and then the people who are even at because we didn't get barricade for twice when they were. At the forum. And those people were able to like give them stuff like they could hand them over like signs and shit, so they've come a long way in 1 year. Our nightmares have come true and their dreams have come true. So congratulations twice.
It's gonna be crazy seeing them in that huge stadium though.
It's gonna be interesting
because the only other group we've seen there is BTS.
I know, that's why I'm worried. I am a very worried once. I'm excited but I'm worried as hell. Let's move on because we do have a lot more other stuff to talk about. Blackpink has announced an encore for Thailand.
Ooh,
so in Bangkok, May 27th and May 28th, they're adding two dates. So like a twice encore. Now they're having Blackpink encore. I wonder if they're going to add any U.S. stuff or anything
I
else.
I hope not. I feel like it ended on a good note with
I think so
Blackpink
too.
For us.
Please,
we don't need Barricade again for them.
Please, YG. Have mercy. Mm-hmm. On our memories and our wallets. Next, we do have KCON. KCON dates were announced finally.
I mean, we already knew that it's going to be.
We had an idea when it was going to be, but
always
we have official
the same
dates.
Time, yeah.
KCON Japan is apparently going to be before LA this time, which is weird because like it was after LA, right? Like I'm trying to remember. Yeah, because like it was. Go ahead.
I was going to say, previous year, sometimes it's before, actually.
Okay, so May 12th to 14th is KCON Japan. KCON LA is August 18 to 20. Mm-hmm. So mark your calendars. Nothing about New York, and I don't think they're going to do New York anymore because they didn't even do it last year, did they?
No, they didn't.
So I think it's just LA for the US. So a lot of people always like flying in. So, with that said, we have no idea about pricing or like all the different plans.
And they're
yet.
They're not going to release lineups.
Yeah. But,
well, because when did they release lineup? Like a month before it actually happened.
Yeah, that's
this past year and like the years before.
We'll see. I'm fingers crossed. I'm really hoping for New Jeans. I really think they might do it.
There's a huge possibility.
And then we will see. I mean, that's all I'm hoping for. Because Le Sserafim, I would say Le Sserafim too. But I already know that Le Sserafim is going to be doing a world tour, even though we have no like updates yet. So there's that. But yeah, KCON, get ready. Start saving up. aespa is going to have their concert already this coming weekend, which is also our Epic High concert weekend.
Mm-hmm. On the 25th?
I don't know. Do you know? I don't know the dates. I just know it's this weekend.
26th in San Diego.
So 25th and 26th for aespa then. 26th will be when aespa will be having their online concert, which will be like, streamable. It's going to be $50 if you want to stream it and $55 if you want to stream it and also be able to restream it, like watch it on your own time for like a month.
Well, that's pretty good because it's only $5 difference.
Yeah, that's definitely way worth it. Mm-hmm. Just go with the restreaming.
Right.
It's if the website, if any of you fellow Mize will be watching or want to watch it, is beyondlive.com. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's a really interesting website. You'll see a lot of other stuff. Like, they have a lot of, like, Shiny, and I think a lot
Stray
of SM
Kids.
Stuff. Oh, Stray Kids,
Stray
too?
Kids did Beyond Live before.
Okay, so there you go. There's a lot of K-pop stuff. There's even a lot of soloists there, so just check it out. You might even find some stuff that you're like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a lot of 17 stuff when I looked at the website. I was like, what is this?
They do a lot of that from Beyond Live before, especially, like, during COVID. I feel like a lot of the groups use that to like stream their concerts or like online concerts.
And with that said, like it doesn't have to be live, like live.
No,
they do have a lot of recordings and like stuff that you could check out, like for Twice and 17. Like you could check out some of their really good like old concerts.
That's good. Yeah.
So yeah, check out beyondlive.com if you're interested or curious or want to check that out. Another thing that we'll talk about a few comebacks because we do have another comeback in April. Mm-hmm. Announced is for IVE, and it is a full album.
Ooh.
So we will see very soon how their first full album is going to be and how many songs. Hopefully it has a lot of tracks. I mean, it's going to be a full album. But this is their first one. Does that mean it's going to be accompanied with a world tour? That usually makes sense.
Bum,
brace yourself for possibly an IVE world tour this year as well. Also, Stacey did... they have been, you know, going around because of, you know, we talked about it, I think, last episode with their teddy bear.
Yes, we did talk about the
mini album and everything. They did just announce, like, literally today, like, a special gift version of Teddy Bear. It looked really cool. Sold out really fast on Weverse. I think it's available in a few spots. I won't be grabbing it, unfortunately, since I need to save up for stuff. But
concerts.
AKA concerts. Plus, we have, like, our trip to Japan, and we have a lot of stuff going on. So, with that said, that is available, and you could try and look around for it. It looks cool, though. It comes with, like, some special stuff, like a limited photo, like, not a photo card, like, photo card, but, like, a card of that's, like, of their photo. I don't know. It's, like, 10,000 only made or something.
Oh, like a special photo card, yeah.
No, it's not a photo card. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a card.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not the size of a photo card. It looks like
a
postcard.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't say postcard. So that's why I'm just saying card, because it literally said card.
Oh.
And there's only 10,000. So you should probably grab it if you want
to. Special edition.
Those Swiss out there. Let's see. Also, yeah, but they've been pretty busy. I've seen their posts from like the official IG and TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like every other post almost, it feels like. Doing the teddy bear challenge with a lot of groups.
Yeah.
Like 17, I feel like it's always the same groups too.
Right. Like, I feel like it's whoever's like promoting.
Yeah. So that everyone's promoting, helping out each other.
TXT.
It's pretty cool.
Did they do it with TXT?
I don't remember. Possibly.
Maybe.
But yeah. And then they're still doing some Poppy ones too, because I've seen a few Poppy.
I know they did it with Key.
Yes.
From Shiny. Because he's promoting too.
He looked like he has very long hair. He kind of looks like Link from Zelda.
Oh, like Felix moment. When he had those extensions.
Thunderous?
Yeah.
Yes, that too. Ugh. And with that said, I think, we do have some, a little, small little things to knock off here. We do have new light sticks for some groups. Of course, we don't follow every group, so we probably don't have everything, but these are the ones that, like, the groups we kind of know of, or the light stick is interesting. Viviz is light stick.
Viviz.
So good for them. Like, Viviz. They're finally getting it. Hwang Min-hyun. So it's a solo artist.
Yeah.
He has a light stick because I think we mentioned it briefly, but we didn't say who it was.
Mm-mm.
He has the peach light stick, the really cool one.
So cute.
And it blew my mind because when we both looked at it, we're like, oh shit, it's a dude. Like,
yeah,
it's
a male artist.
Like, it looked like a female, like, first off, it looked like a female, like, K-pop group.
Right.
But then we thought maybe, like, we found out it's a solo artist. We're like, oh, maybe it's a female solo artist. Mm-hmm. Nope.
A guy.
Awesome. That's freaking awesome.
It's so cute. I feel like it's like the cutest light stick.
It's so ever. Dope. No, I know. Shit. Just throw like little bean sprout leaves on anything and it'll look cute.
So cute.
So yeah, he has a really cool, like, literally it's a peach. Mm-hmm. Like the fruit light stick. It's so cool. G-Idle has their version 2 light stick coming out. NMIX finally has their light stick, which was very interesting.
One looks cool, actually.
It's a whale.
It's a whale.
Like, and it looks like, you know, it's blowing out of its spout on the head. Like,
the water.
The water, like, into the light stick. Uh-huh. It's an orb, too, but it looks cool.
It's so cool. I like the design, actually.
The crazy part is we don't understand why it's a whale, but we asked some of our friends who are, like real answers, like NMIX fans. They said, one of them was like, there's no sense to it.
He said it's NMIX, so it doesn't make sense. So I didn't know if he was joking or not.
But I think
don't they have like a whale in one of their music videos? Like
I remember fish and stuff, right? Yeah. Like some type of aqua thing, but they're
I don't know the lore or anything behind NMIX. So
all I know is for NMIX, the lore is popcorn and what's that? Zero Coke, right? Their light stick looks really cool. Last but not least, version 3.
I'm indifferent of this one.
Of 17's light stick.
I don't know. I don't really like it.
See,
you know why?
It's interesting. A lot of carrots have been saying they don't care or like they're indifferent to it too.
Because they're not even using the fandom's colors anymore. And then 17's colors are so pretty. It's like a really light pink and a really light blue. Which is so pretty. Like, their light stick is really pretty. It looks like a mermaid, basically.
Right.
The colorway.
Like, it looks so cool. Like,
shiny.
The reflection on the...
It's okay, so pretty. But then this one,
it
looks like it could be a black pink light stick.
It does. That is what a lot of people have been saying.
The staff of it, it's black. And then the inside, the diamond, the carrot, is pink.
Black pink.
And it kind of reminds me, actually, of Monster X's version 1.
Yes.
Which was also
black similar
and
too.
Pink. So I'm like, they should have just kept this version 2.
Or they could have just actually stuck to real colors that like match who they are.
I don't know. It's weird to me that they chose those colors.
But that's the version
not,
3.
I'm not buying it. I'm happy with my
version 2. No updating for, upgrading for Haley. But they've also been super busy, BSS, of course, doing all their dance challenges for fighting.
Yes.
Fighting.
I feel like they've gotten every single group just because it's so easy.
Of course, Stacey was involved in one of them.
They were.
But yeah, like Kepler and Hypen. It's just everyone.
Everyone's been wanting Stray Kids, but then I was like, they're touring right now. I'm sure if they were promoting, they would have definitely done the challenge
100%.
With them.
I could imagine. I could imagine that happening.
Yeah.
But... unfortunately, they're touring.
They're in Australia right now.
And they'll
now,
be here soon.
Next month.
Haley's not ready.
I'm not.
Also, let's keep moving on. Guess what? We have one more brand ambassador for NewJeans. Chanel has grabbed Minji.
Yes.
So, 4 of the 5 members now have crazy huge brand ambassadorship with like these. Like, these are like not just... This is not just any companies, like fashion companies. These are like the top of the top of the top.
So
the
who's
pinnacle.
Left?
Left is Hyerin.
Oh, it's Hyerin?
Yes. And if you want to go in order from like age, I guess Minji's, like I said, is Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Honey was like one of the first ones. Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, had Burberry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember and that one.
Right before Danielle, Hain.
Yeah.
Hain even had one, and that was Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, I remember her in like that Star Wars looking one.
Exactly. Yeah. So there we go. Hyren is next. I'm curious to know who, but damn, mm-hmm. Chanel. Minji. So Minji is up there next to Jenny uh-huh. and G-Dragon level.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. New Jeans. It's still less than a year since they debuted. Yeah. It's insane. Blows my mind. Speaking of GD, he was here.
Yes, he's been here.
He's been here, yes. We know
he lives
that.
Here in LA. I feel like he has probably like a house or something here.
That's why he has not that much stuff with his cats lately, because mm-hmm. he's been busy here going to the Laker game. Because mm-hmm. he was at one of the Laker games against the Pelicans.
Uh-huh.
It was cool because we saw like, yes. he showed me that post. Mm-hmm. There was a VIP that actually took a picture with him.
Yeah.
Like, VIP as in the fandom, obviously.
Yes. Uh-huh.
For a big
game. It wasn't even just the picture. It was a video. I was like, damn. He looks so good. Honestly, he still looks the same.
Good.
And then I feel like there was like another fan that had recorded him, and he was like walking in a line to like where their seating area is. And it's crazy because the people in front and behind him have no idea who he is. But then there was that article, I don't remember, like, but then they focused the jumbo, like the video on the jumbo screen on G-Dragon, and I feel like not many people
knew who he was. They have no clue.
They have no freaking clue.
Well, I would never have. Well, actually, no, I didn't know who G-Dragon was, like, even back in the day
mm-hmm.
before you.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
I didn't know Big Bang. Mm-hmm. Big Bang and Girls' Generation are the only ones I knew.
Right.
But yeah, so he's here. Hopefully, he's actually working on music with Pharrell, his BFF. Because
don't disappoint me.
He's been here for a little bit now. Plus, yeah. I haven't seen that much cat posts.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Fingers crossed. He promised you guys.
He did. He even dropped that official YouTube video saying he was working on an album.
Mm-hmm.
I think how long, GD?
He's working on mm-hmm. it at his own pace,
mm-hmm.
Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny did also, in addition to Chanel, she is also a big brand ambassador and does a lot of modeling for Calvin Klein. And mm-hmm. holy shit, like, out of nowhere. Like, it's funny because I think, like, she posted it even before, like, a lot of, like, the Calvin Klein, like, ads popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she looks so good, though. Like, she's doing, it's crazy because she's, like, she's still an active K-pop idol mm-hmm. in a group.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, like, in all her, in underwear.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I appreciate it as a simp and as a male blink. But yeah, she had another photo shoot with Calvin Klein. Last time she did, she like broke the internet, so mm-hmm. she broke it again. Also, Jisoo YG finally officially announced they are working on her solo because they are currently filming for her solo music video.
Mm-hmm.
And quote-unquote, some super secret location. Who knows where the hell she is?
No one spotted her anywhere?
Nope. Mm-hmm. And I think they're, like, really trying to hide her. I'm curious, like, what if she's here in L.A.? You never know.
We won't
She could know. Be. No one will know. We won't find out till the music
she's
video comes out.
She's
on the moon. But I'm sure, like, someone probably has snuck a peek of her and probably didn't know, or you know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, so she's going to the moon, you said?
No, I'm just kidding. That's her secret location.
She's with the top?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so she's there, and I'm super excited because we've been promised this solo for a while. They even, like, held it back because of their world
tour. Yeah.
So this might be the only... What?
Are they not touring right now?
No, remember they're on the break.
Oh, okay.
Then they're going to start touring again.
Like, it's they still need to go to Manila,
they're, like, off
I think.
For, like, a month mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Until March, right, I think.
Well, the other three are off for a month. Mm-hmm. Jisoo's not off. Yeah, super excited. Can't wait. I'm curious to know what kind of, like, style or, like, mm-hmm. sound she's going to have mm-hmm. for herself. We will see soon enough. Lastly, before we start getting into BTS and Stray Kids, we do have one more topic we talked about last time. We're mm-hmm. still following this ongoing story.
Drama.
This real-life K-drama with the Hybe versus SM kind of thing mm-hmm. because of the acquisitions and everything. So, Bang PD himself met with Kakao, Bang PD, you know, representing Hybe,
mm-hmm.
The father of BTS and of Big Hit Entertainment,
yeah.
met with Kakao because Kakao Talk was like the one other company that took a major shareholder
mm-hmm. right.
price before Hybe did. So it's like they're the two top shareholders right now. So they kind of own most of the company for SM technically. So they'd had no real like settlement or anything. And I think, you know, kind of competing to secure like the most for SM. And it's just kind of like, we're still going to just have to wait and see what the hell happens. Because there's a lot of like, you know, there's like a lot of back and forth and a lot of rumors. We don't know if some of them are rumors. Some of them could be true.
Right.
A lot of people are worried about Aespa, about like, because their comeback, you know, Maeve was actually, you know, kind of like they're like promoting Maeve more. And then Aespa is like waiting for a comeback. So a lot of people are waiting for that and thinking that this might delay it. Also that SM 3.0 plan and everything.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things that's going on. And it's like, it's actually hitting SM, I feel like. Obviously more than Hive. Hive still seems like they're just doing their own thing and they're fine. But yeah, like it got to the point where it's crazy. If you noticed or have, if you guys, you know, go on YouTube a lot, there was this one interesting, like, cryptic YouTube video from SM Entertainment themselves, like literally SM Town. It was like some, it was some really interesting like video, and then they kind of, it was like I think he was one of the CEOs, right? Possibly, I'm sure it had to be. And they were kind of talking, and literally the title of this video on YouTube, quote unquote, the reason why SM is against Hybe's hostile takeover.
Wow.
Damn.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point. And the fact that they uploaded this like to their actual YouTube, like their channel, which is what they use, you know, for promoting and for like other stuff, not for this.
No, yeah.
This is some, this is really, this is big. This is huge.
Must be affecting them pretty bad.
Yeah. So it's, it was interesting because, yeah, there's like someone talking, a representative, like might be, like I said, might be the CEO. But they get into like charts. There's like shareholder charts. It's like a PowerPoint presentation, like with graphs and charts and shit. It's
pros and cons.
Yeah, but pros and cons. I'm just kidding. They got like, but basically like a lot of reasons why shareholders and the company will be affected negatively, blah, blah, like all this stuff. Like, it's just wild. If you're, if you're curious and interested in yourself, like yourself and this kind of stuff, check it out because it's really interesting. I mean, it shows like the effects that like if Hive took control, what would happen to SM, and you know, like what would happen to the shares, the shareholders, you know, because people do have their money. That these are companies, publicly traded companies in Korea, so your money might be invested in some of these like companies. So you definitely want to keep track of what's going on with your money. And last but not least, in this like for this chapter of our podcast, for this, Hive literally just announced not too long ago, maybe like less than an hour ago from this recording, they announced they had finalized the acquisition of 14.8% of SM shares, which was through Lee Soo-min. So that it's theirs now. But they were trying to tell everyone that they're trying to assure everyone they are not going to interrupt SM 3.0 or any of this.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. They can say one thing and do another. But if, like if they own company, right?
To be continued.
To be continued. Let's move on to your boys. Both boys. Right after, we tell everyone and remind everyone to check us out on where, Haley?
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stan Podcast.
And of course, you know, give us that rating, review. You know, it takes like a minute, if not less, right? Like it's just there. You just have to open it up and put 5 stars. You know, put a little comment because it's pretty nice seeing the Apple comments where people were enjoying
nice
the
comments. Only
if you have nothing, like in general, if you have nothing nice to say, don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
But no, but for reals, yeah. So if you're enjoying this podcast, if you're new to it or just checking us out, if you're one of the OGs, we always appreciate you for your support and checking us out and listening to us every week. We hope you're still enjoying this show and this podcast. And like I said, there's just so much going on every week. We will always have a lot of content and a lot of stuff to discuss and talk about. So stay tuned and give us that notification bell and follow and subscribe stuff. Because we do have a lot of BTS and a lot of Stray Kids.
Yes. More Haley. Specifically, Jimin. Jimin, Jimin, Jimin.
Haley, are you ready to use your voice more than me for this half?
Yes. So today, Jimin announced his solo album. Woo! We've all been anticipating this, and we kind of knew that it was going to be this, for March, but he put out the actual date. It's going to release March 24th.
24th.
Mm-hmm. The album name is Face.
Face, right. Uh-huh. And pre-orders.
Yes.
So pre-orders.
Pre-orders opened
today.
Tonight. On Tuesday night at 6 p.m. PST. Yes. But he also opened up a fan call event.
Okay.
What the fuck?
So Weverse is doing...
On NewJeans.
Is pulling one of those events for like pre-orders. So yes, it might match up to how many pre-orders you buy is like one entry.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is exactly that.
It's similar to the NewJeans fan call that I was able to win by a fucking miracle.
Freaking miracle. Because how many was it? Like 800,000?
At that time pre-orders. It was 800,000 pre-orders. They already reached over a million sales.
Yeah, of course. But then at the time he got it. 800,000 pre-orders.
I ordered one.
50 winners.
50 he ordered, fan call winners, which was cool.
He ordered one.
I ordered one set.
Not expecting anything. He
of
just
course.
Ordered it
I
because...
I just wanted the set.
He just wanted it. And then, of course, because like he can enter the raffle. So he entered it. Just like, why not? I bought it.
And the raffle is like, you have to also make sure you have cacao.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably the same with Weverse, right? I'm guessing.
Oh, I haven't looked.
I'm sure. So if you're doing the Jimin one, it should be very similar. Create a cacao... ID account,
mm-hmm.
you know, through the app and everything, which is ironic because mm-hmm. Hype and Kakao are the ones in like that have the huge stakes in SM now. Right.
I'm surprised that they don't use Line because Line is with BT21. But anyway.
Yeah, that's true too. We'll see.
I haven't looked into it, but
that's true. You could look into, but if it's Kakao, just have one. It's always good mm-hmm. to have because a lot of these fan call events
use Kakao
Talk.
They do.
They mm-hmm. do. That's like the major one. Because when you sign up and you buy it, because you have to buy the albums on the global.
Yes, it's not the US one. I'm sorry, cannot because it sucks because the global shipping sucks. It's so expensive.
It's always like double, triple, mm-hmm. and if you're buying the RJ pillow and all that shit, it's like hundreds, like a couple $100.
It was like more like
400,
three 500. Times
it
the freaking amount. But that's because these are albums, it's not that expensive, but it is double, like almost double the amount
for the
shipping.
So do not, if you pre-ordered from the US shop, you will not be able to sign up for the fan mm-mm. call event. Also, before we keep moving on with the fan call event, there is a second event that they did mm-hmm. announce.
Mm-hmm.
Haley, you should have probably told these people.
Yeah, so as well as the fan call, which there's only 70 winners... There's also a chance for you to win a signed poster by Jimin, and there's 150 winners.
Damn.
But again, you have to only buy the set on global. That's it. There's nothing for the US. You have to buy it from global. Otherwise, you can't enter.
If you bought from the US store,
just cancel that order.
Cancel it because Haley said she's canceled stuff before.
Yeah, it's so easy to cancel from Weverse. There's like literally a cancel button, and they refund you right away.
So do that. Go to global if you really want to participate in this.
Yeah, because you have to be in it to win it. Like, you can't expect... Okay, like, because they're BTS for one. Of course, there's going to be a lot of rich, crazy ARMY that are going to buy thousands of these albums.
Yes, because, like, that's how... Like, with... Like, literally, NewJeans, I was just the exception to the rule because it was a miracle. But literally, I was probably competing with people who bought hundreds and hundreds of albums.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping to get the fan call.
Uh-huh.
That's NewJeans. This is BTS.
Yeah, BTS is on a fucking god tier level.
Thousands people buying thousands of mm-hmm. albums mm-hmm. to get a taste of talking to Jimin.
Right. Because you know what? BTS has not done any fan call events.
This is the first
this
one.
This is the first
the
one.
The first actual fan call event for them. Which
because
is crazy
during
to think
when
about.
BTS was like promoting and stuff. There was no fan calls. It was like all in person because COVID hadn't happened yet. So this is the first time.
This is really interesting.
Yeah.
Like that's why this is like, this is something of a, like on a different level. Like this is going to be crazy how many pre-orders Jimin will sell out.
Oh
like,
yeah, for
it's
sure.
Insane.
Because like,
he's going to kill the charts.
I'm sure like even without this whole like fan call event, he would have done so well because so many people love Jimin, honestly.
But now with these Weverse events for the fan call and for the sign poster,
game over.
You, I'm surprised they didn't even do this like with the other members who had solos already.
Maybe he, Jimin was the one.
His idea,
you know,
probably.
Jimin, how he is, honestly. He's very like giving
he's
to the fans.
He's been practicing his English apparently, right?
Oh yeah. Park Jimin.
Oh yeah. J-Hope called him out on that. Yeah, I remember that. But it's, so if you're doing it and you're interested in trying, because you can possibly win. I'm going to give you the hope and the
honestly,
faith you
yes.
need.
If you're very lucky and you deserve it, you can win with one set.
I'm telling you, here's the only way you will not win, if you do
not
participate.
Buy. Yeah.
So you have zero chances. At least if you buy something from the global shop and you want to kind of try it, you'll have a chance because you're actually participating. So you can't win if you don't participate.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I literally participated without
thinking. Because he just wanted the set.
It's like, shit, I'm buying it. Might as well just sign up for it too, right?
Yeah. There's no harm in it. And then
there's zero harm. It was the opposite.
And then for Jimin's one, you can, I think if you buy, it has to be the set. You can't buy like one album separate.
Really?
It has to be only the set.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that's a little different from New Jeans. New Jeans was like literally one album equals an entry. A set was
this
like,
one's the set.
The set was like almost like, I guess if you want to be like freaking, you know, like a nitpicky, I had five entries because they came with the five different members.
Right. But that was one set.
So that's
still
a set.
But for Jimin's one, it's like the two albums, but they bundle it in a set, like the Weverse set.
And that only that two albums equal that those two albums only equal one.
One.
Because
uh-huh.
that's a set.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. But man.
I'm like just thinking about it. It's going to be crazy. Like these people that win these fan calls, this will be the first fan call with Jimin. Oh my God. Like, I wish I could win, but you know.
You said you're going to try to, are you thinking about it? Because you told me that you had pre-ordered it, but on the U.S. shop before
they announced this.
The events announced. So
right.
What are your plans? Like, what's in your head right now? I'm curious, and I'm sure some people are.
I'm probably going to cancel my U.S. one and then do the one from the global because it's only $20 difference. And
for
then
the shipping.
For the shipping. And then I'm getting a chance, one chance to just
like. I think
it was
like $25.
Yeah,
actually.
$25. And then I can enter into the fan call and the poster. I mean, like winning a poster would be cool too.
Yeah.
Sign poster.
Easy.
Yeah.
170 out of billions of people.
But, you know.
Odds are stacked against you, but at least you have a chance.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You're trying.
And Jimin's my bias. So I was thinking, I was like, it's Jimin. Like, I wouldn't do it for anyone else but him.
So. Yeah, this makes sense. This totally makes sense for you. Any other last words for this whole crazy madness on Weverse with Jimin?
No, but then I think you get pre-order bonuses too with that set. So,
oh,
I mean, that's
okay.
Like another incentive too.
Always. The POBs,
I think
right?
That's like a holographic photo card.
Is it global or U.S.?
Only global, I think.
Oh, shit. So you're definitely.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have your. We know what you're going to do after we record this podcast.
Yeah, because I had been thinking about it. But then because I was at work when all this released. So I didn't have a chance to like read over everything. So now that I've read over it, I was like, this makes more sense if
yes.
I just buy it from the global one.
I know what I must do.
Yes.
Is what your inner armies
too. Yes.
So with that said, I think we do have some other BTS stuff.
Yes, we do,
because I did watch some of this with you.
I ended up watching
way more than I expected.
Yeah,
because
he got sucked
I always
in.
Get sucked in.
Yeah,
run BTS.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it now, and then he's like, okay, I'm gonna go to the room, and then I played it, and he's like, and he saw what they were doing, he's like, oh well, I'm gonna watch it now.
Well, I knew they're gonna do the ISAC. This is like their quote-unquote ISAC episode. Since we all know they are banned
from
ISAC.
Uh-huh.
But it was interesting. Like, I didn't think they were going to be doing this. Like,
they're dumb when they play these games. They have to watch them.
Because I don't... Like, if I've seen some ISAC stuff, and I'm pretty sure fencing with paint is not an ISAC.
It's ISAC BTS style. Of course, they're going to do dumb shit.
So one of the two events that I was able to watch with Haley, one, the first one they did, which is like they compete. It's like supposed to be like student, like athlete kind of like a competition, right? So it's amongst the seven members, because Jin was here, so
yes,
all this was done
there.
When he was, you know, before he left. They did. The first event was fencing.
Mm-hmm. With like one of those noodle sticks.
With a foam sword.
Yes.
With paint on the tip. And then they were wearing like shirts where each of them like had like numbers or like dots on them for exploring.
So they had to draw on the white t-shirts and they had to like number like. But then who was the one that drew it really small? I don't remember. But then they didn't.
Not Yoongi.
The staff like made them because they thought they were drawing it for themselves, right? So, and then they're like, nope, you have to give it to like a random member. And then they're like, damn it, because then they wanted the smaller one.
Yeah, of course. And yeah. Then, like, some people got screwed over. Like,
and got the huge numbers. Had it too. Yeah.
Made it too.
So it's basically like a target.
It's a target. So, like, when you do the fencing, you know, like the sword fighting fencing, you have to kind of just like stab and try to get the paint onto their shirt.
On the target,
On the targets on their shirt. So that was really interesting and really funny. Like, just, you know how it is.
Yeah.
Just put that with BTS, you have chaos. So, but it was really funny to me even before. When they were pairing up, like, the competition. Because they did, like, brackets.
Yes, they did.
The first
brackets.
Bracket, which was so funny. Like, one of the first brackets was Jin and Jungkook. And Jin was like, I give up. Like, it's like Jungkook. Like, whoever goes against Jungkook will, like, lose.
Yeah, who was the one that said that? They're like, oh, as long as you're not in Jungkook's bracket, you'll be fine.
I think, like. Like Hobi or like Yoongi.
And then when they're like Jin and Jungkook, he's like, damn it.
It was so funny.
It's like game over for Jin already. Because you know how Jungkook is. He's like golden mongne. He wins at everything. Uh-huh.
But, I mean, do we want to spoil it for the people?
I mean, hopefully they watched it already. It's been like 2 weeks.
Let's just tell you that Jungkook did not win.
Yeah, we won't tell you who won. The fencing one.
They blew our minds, but damn.
Yeah. He did really well, honestly, the winner. Surprisingly.
I think when he started, the winner, because now at this point, because since Haley said the winner, I can't talk about like who it is. I can't say the name. Uh-huh. Well, I'm not going to say it.
Uh-huh.
But it's just really funny. Like when he, like even the first bracket, though his style is very...
Very interesting. Very
It's almost like
quirky.
It's a dead giveaway. Taewon.
Taewon is the one.
He had this... He was like really weird. Like the way he was...
Why is... Oh, when he was like holding the sword like an anime. Who was the one? And he's like, oh, you watch too much anime. Was that J-Hope that said it to him?
Someone said it to him.
He's watching too many anime.
He switched his like sword hand, like holding style to like an anime style.
Like the one in Demon Slayer or something.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was funny. Yeah. It was really funny. Mm-hmm. Second event that they had, they only had two events for the first episode. I think the new episode already dropped.
Yeah, today.
As of this recording. Mm-hmm. Second
part of the first episode.
Second event, Haley.
Yes.
You're like confusing me. Was volleyball.
Yeah, one-on-one.
1v1 volleyball.
Oh, my God.
This was also chaotic in its own way.
Yes.
You should just watch it.
It's
Please
so funny because, like, you know, anything that Jin is in is just automatically so fucking funny.
Even Yoongi was hilarious too.
With his bouncing it off his head.
All of them, all these techniques so and dumb. Stuff was very interesting. And we'll let you assume who the winner is since we spoiled the first one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really good. It was really interesting because thinking about it, one-on-one volleyball, like they have like a smaller net.
Yeah, it's small.
Like more stressful. You have to react faster. It's only one of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty wild. It was really cool, though, to see. Like, it was actually competitive, and it was really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. They get really competitive with each other, honestly.
But at the same time, they're competitive, but at the same time, they're really stupid.
Yeah. Like,
they do really dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff were, like, surprising. It's like you didn't expect a lot of this shit to happen. But at the same time, you should expect some of this stuff to happen. We do have... it was Hobie's birthday, right?
Yes, it was.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, J-Hope.
J-Hope.
J-Hope. Hop birthday.
Hop birthday, J-Hope. If you know this reference, it is because you two also follow the very elusive and weird, quirky, awkward THV.
Yes.
Because Tae posted some weird IG story.
Oh my God. It's so dumb because it was for Hobie's birthday. And the picture was of Jungkook holding up Jimin in this weird fashion.
Very awkward and interesting.
And then J-Hope was sitting down on the ground laughing. And then that was the birthday post.
And then all it says, quote unquote, joy, hope, happy birthday.
Yep.
I'm dead.
He's so dumb. I'm like, oh my God, that's such a Tay thing to
do. The thing is that this is funny because it's like, this is an actual like story to the army. Because yeah. I mean, like, we've talked about a lot, like, Tay always posts something mm-hmm. and then will take it off either minutes or hours later.
Yeah, but I feel like he hasn't been doing it that much anymore.
Thank goodness. But I remember before, everyone is just like, once you see something posted, like with your notification, you look and you screenshot it or record it immediately.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're going to see it again. So, like you said, he's been better. Mm-hmm. He's been better.
And then I guess for J-Hope's birthday too, he had a birthday live, of course, on Weverse.
Of course.
And guess who is the one that visited him?
The angel.
Angel Jimin. I feel like he's always just so, I don't know, he's like the super supportive one of all the members. Like, yeah, he's just always there.
He went with Hobie to Palooza.
Yeah, I was going to say Hobie Palooza. Yeah.
Basically Hobie Palooza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was there for his birthday live. So cute. He was like doing this weird dance for Hobie for his birthday. I'm like, okay.
But you know who also had a live?
Oh my God. This guy.
Namjoon.
He did
have a live.
It was a short live. He cut it short because of some reason.
Because he had an injury, quote unquote, a CrossFit injury.
Oh my goodness. On his neck that looked like a hickey.
Yes. I have worked out. I've tried CrossFit. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of friends mm-hmm. that did it in college, when I was in college. I don't think there's any damn kind of fucking like any kind of injury you would get
like
that would look like a red dark spot uh-huh. on your neck from CrossFit.
And of course, you know, like
there's nothing.
I don't know. Okay, for one thing, if he knew that he had a hickey, why didn't he wear a turtleneck or a scarf or something to cover it up when he was going to do a live?
He has a hickey. He had a hickey. That was 100% a hickey.
Because
that was a hickey.
Of course, Army are going to see it. Hello, Army are like fucking detectives.
Well, but the Namjoon is Namjoon. He's like so clumsy at leaking shit. Like, of course this guy's going to forget that he has a damn hickey.
He could have put something over it. Like, freaking put makeup or 100% something.
100% this was a hickey. Like, there's...
Yeah, because
you can't tell me this is something else. Like, Haley and I are nurses.
I know.
We're in the medical field.
As soon as, like, someone, like an Army, they were commenting on the live, and they're like, oh, what happened to your neck? And, like, as soon as he saw that comment, he, like, kind of put his hands up and, like, was trying to cover it. Like, if it was an injury and nothing to hide, he wouldn't have freaking tried to hide it.
He would show it and be like, yeah, I got this.
But no, he was trying to, like, move his collar and, like, try to hide it with his hands.
I think I know what the CrossFit injury. He was probably working with a partner,
mm-hmm.
a female partner,
mm-hmm.
and her mouth fell onto his neck. And when she was getting up, she, like,
sucked
a ton of air, trying to gasp for air, and accidentally sucked the shit out of his neck.
Hickey or not, it's fine, Namjoon. You're a grown man.
Dude, you're like 27, 28 now?
Yeah. So, like,
chill. There's, like, freaking 16-year-olds that are, like, it's gross that there's, like, 16-year-olds with hickeys and shit.
But the thing is, like, people were commenting, like, why is, like, a almost 30-year-old? Like, who walks around with hickey? Like, who?
He's finally living his life.
But
right?
Then I said...
Technically, them being on their hiatus and being free from, like, you know, kind of to do their own stuff. It's like him being 21 again.
Then I said, like, he's allowed to have a hickey because during that teenage years and, like, in his 20s...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
He was training. Like, he has no freaking time to do that.
He's living his normal lives that he could have had back when he was an actual teenager.
He probably has hickeys all over his body. Like, we don't fucking know.
We don't know where else is covering up.
He's making up for lost time that he couldn't do because they were in BTS and they can't date.
Take off his shirt and there's like red spots everywhere. If he showed red like spots everywhere, he could say he was doing that interesting with that cupping technique for muscle soreness.
Right.
Cupping. He would have had a real excuse.
Well, those are huge.
Yeah, but maybe he has tiny ones. You never know.
Tiny cups.
But
yeah, there was like all that.
That was a hickey.
Yeah, I think it was a hickey.
That's not a blood clot. That's like nothing.
Because like the positioning of it, that's where you would give a hickey. Like, I don't know. And then people were like looking up videos and then like...
Are you serious?
people were looking up videos of like CrossFit injuries, and then like people were showing the pictures, like the injuries that they can get. There's nothing on the neck like that. I mean, if there is, it's like a huge bruise, like a big bruise. But then this one is like a small, like, this, you know, someone sucked their lips on his neck.
This is not a CrossFit injury. You're a liar, Namjoon.
It's fine, Namjoon. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, so
but I was laughing
that's
at
some juicy stuff.
I was laughing at Elle's comments though. When she saw that, she's like, "Who is that bitch? I want to know who it is so I can find her and kill her and replace her." I was dying. So one of our friends is a huge Namjoon simp.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, yeah. That's
about, she's thirsty for him.
She went nuts.
Yeah,
she found out and saw that shit.
Yep. So that was pretty funny.
You want to talk about your Stray Kids?
What about this?
It's fine.
Oh, okay, it's fine.
I mean, if you want to, I have another note here. There's some like, because we're running.
Okay.
Anyways, there's a note here that BTS Butter sounds like this Nintendo NES game, like from Konami. Called Monster in My Pocket from like 1992.
That sounds so wrong. I didn't know that was the name of the game. Monster in My Pocket.
You have a dirty mind, Haley. But that's not honestly. I was literally thinking of a tiny little monster life. Monster.
That's
Inc.
not what I was thinking.
But yeah, so that was interesting. There was an Instagram. This guy like can like I don't even know his IG handle at all. But like,
I see him pop up.
He shows up a lot on my feed, and yeah, he compares like music, like current songs or stuff coming out, and. Mm-hmm. Kind of like I don't even know how the hell he finds some of this shit.
I don't know how he does it.
But literally, he's right. The way that they sing Butter, like the smooth like butter, like criminal under, like that part matches the same tune
as the game
for this 1992 Nintendo NES game.
Yeah, exactly the same.
Konami's Monster in My Pocket. So if you want to check that out, it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. It's literally, it's like a faster tempo, but the sound is like the shit, I can't
melody.
The notes are the same.
Yeah.
It's like dun 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 dun.
Yes, fucking nuts.
Dun 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 dun. Like it was crazy. I was like, what?
It's like whoever made Butter definitely freaking took it from there.
It's definitely a
nerd,
a boomer,
yeah,
or like one of us of anything. Yeah, that was crazy. Okay, now Stray Kids.
Stray
Kids in your area.
So I was telling Joko about this. So they had they're actually going to have their last Sydney concert tonight. But before Sydney, they were in Melbourne. And for day one of the Melbourne concert, something happened that I was really worried about Han, because he was gone for 30 minutes or like even more for the concert. He missed out like on a lot.
During the actual concert,
yeah,
right?
So, that's
pretty wild.
Yeah, after Domino. And then they usually have like that talking part. He wasn't in that. And then after that talking part, it's supposed to be like the units. So like the ones that do Muddy Water and then Waiting for Us with Bang Chan.
He's one of the Muddy Water guys.
He didn't sing that. He wasn't in that performance. And the other members were like filling in his lines. And then after that, there was like more talking. And he wasn't there for that. And then he wasn't there for Case 143, Elevator. And then he ended up coming back close to the encore, like for FAM.
Damn, that's insane.
He was gone for a while. And that's no one said anything. Time. Like, no one mentioned anything. And then when he came back, he said that his reason why he was gone for that long, he was like, the energy of Stay was so overwhelming that I started crying, and I didn't want Stay to see me crying, so I had to calm myself down backstage. And he's like, I'm so sorry. And like, he was apologizing. I really think that he had a panic attack. I was telling Joko that Han actually has really, really bad anxiety sometimes, and he'll just like, I don't know what triggers it, but that's what a lot of Stays were thinking too, that Han maybe just something triggered it and he had a panic attack and he couldn't calm himself down.
It's pretty crazy because, I mean, like, he's been doing really well this, like, the whole tour.
Yeah, he
even
has.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but then, like, I guess people were saying, like, no matter what the reason is, like, for Han, like, he wanted to explain it in that way, so we just have to respect it. But, of course, like, everyone was worried because, like, nothing like that has happened during any of their concerts, so people were concerned, but he came back, did all like the encore, all the endments, and then he went to perform for day two of Melbourne and then Sydney, and then nothing happened. So he was fine, back to normal, the normal Han.
Thank goodness. At least he's at least he was able to come back.
Yeah, too. I'm glad. Like, that's pretty insane. When he came back, he was just normal.
Think like, about it from fine. The members' perspective. They're probably obviously worried,
of course. But
at the same time, too, it's like,
especially Bang Chan.
Yeah. But I'm sure all of them.
They are, but then
because they're busy on stage, they can't go back to see what's going on or how he is. And not unless you know during
they
in between,
they can tell them through their earpieces. Maybe do you think?
Possibly no. I think mostly like, you know, when they're getting switching. Ready for the units and switching. So that's probably what they check on him. But at the same time, I mean, shit that like, you know, like, I mean, they're professional, so they're good. But yeah, that messes up like sometimes formations and timing. Yeah, and everything.
They had to cover for him.
Yeah. So did they like,
they sang his lines.
Oh, people sang for reals.
Yeah.
Do you know who, like,
I don't know, but then, like, people...
Some of the other members?
Yeah, they covered for him.
Damn, that's cool. See, that just kind of shows the level of, like, how high level they are, like, professionally. Because that's, like, hard to do. To cover some, like... Because I think, I can't remember off the top of my head, there was an incident, a moment... Where, 17, when Joshua...
You know,
when some of them were, like, out... because of COVID during their tour, Vernon was literally up there by himself for 2-1. No one covered.
It was literally 2-1.
It was literally
equals one.
It equals Vernon. That's what I'm saying though. Yeah. But then I know they're huge. I know they're professional. I know their stuff. But the fact that Stray Kids went to that level where they were singing for the other member that was missing.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
I didn't know about that until you just literally told me. Yeah. That's wild. That's freaking crazy.
Yeah, the only reason why I know about it is because, like, Stay was doing updates, like, live updates from the concert, what was happening with Han. And I was like, it was like 3 a.m. and I was like waiting. I was like, oh my God, when is he going to come back? But then I had to go to sleep. And I just, like, prayed that he would be okay, but he was fine. So also, a really cool thing in Melbourne, there's, I forgot what the name of the alleyway is, but then some Stays made a mural of Case 143, like the big monster pink heart.
It's pretty cool.
So they made it a day before, and they like documented.
It was a day before.
Yeah,
it
was, before they came. It was shit. Yeah.
It was really last second.
Yeah, so like they documented the whole process and like put it on Twitter. Like all the, I think it was a group of 5 girls that had done like the graffiti art, and then they posted it all over Twitter. And then people were all like, "Oh, like I hope Stray Kids sees it when they come here." They saw it. Hyun Licks went on a date in Melbourne, and they went to the mural and took pictures in front of it and posted it on their official Instagram.
Yeah, on the official IG. That's freaking crazy.
Yeah, so those girls are really lucky because then they got Stray Kids to take a picture in front of the mural they made. So also, they had, of course, Hannah went to the Sydney concert, Bang Chan's sister.
Well, of course she would be there.
And then
did she bring Barry?
She didn't bring Barry to the concert, but they've seen Barry. But I'll get into that in a second. But she was taking pictures with Stays, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She actually was?
Like, Stays were asking and she was taking pictures. She has blonde hair now, too. Blonde and
she's
pink
like,
hair.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's my brother, Bang Chan.
Oh, yeah. It's like...
Oh, Felix's sister.
So she was... Felix's mom and sister Olivia went to the Melbourne shows.
Whoa. Did people take pictures of them?
I don't know, but then, you know what? It's so funny because people were like, oh, Felix's mom and sister were at the show. And this is the show that Felix was nonstop flashing his abs.
He knew.
He flashed a lot. And his abs are like more defined. Like it seems really defined. But then people were like, oh my God.
It is his mom.
Yeah, well, she know. They know.
They're probably
already.
Laughing.
Yeah.
I'm sure people took pictures with them too.
I'm sure. I haven't seen anything.
Even when
but...
we were walking out of Twice's concert, like the encore, I remember we saw Mina's mom.
Oh, that's true. And people
like,
took
people
pictures
were taking
with
pictures
with
Mina's mom. So that's pretty funny. Like, it's just interesting to see all that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's like you're one step closer to your idol.
Yes.
Get into the family first. Just kidding. So this hasn't been released officially yet, but then Stays in Sydney saw Stray Kids filming something at the beach.
Uh-oh.
at Coogee Beach, which I have been there. Yeah, it's kind of near Bondi Beach, but it's further down. And then,
oh, it is. I have no idea, Haley. You're telling me all this. Like, you'd be making this stuff up. I don't even know.
I'm not making it up. But then,
no, it was next to Sugar Beach to make five
Manly places, Beach.
Five.
There's places. Also a beach called Manly Beach.
And south of Manly Beach is Beef Bin Beach.
Yeah. So anyway, what was funny though is that someone was literally sitting in their car. And then they saw this group of really good-looking Korean guys walking through. Supposedly, this poster, the one that posted the video of them, they were like, does anyone know this group or, like, who they are? I don't know if they were just making it up for, like, clicks and stuff or for people to, like, you know.
Engagements, right?
Yeah, but then.
That's a good idea, actually. Like, who is this
Yeah,
group?
She's like, who are these guys? It was, like, literally, like, Stray Kids, the whole group and all the stuff. Walking past her car, like right in front of her car, and she was just filming, and they were like looking at her and stuff too. Some people were saying though that it could have been like a stalker fan.
That's true.
Yeah, you never so know. We don't know. But so they were filming at Coogee Beach. But what was also really cool is that Barry was there, and
did they really?
Yeah, Barry was there, and then she took pictures with Felix and Ian.
She but, did?
This, yeah.
This is the same person that saw them in the car?
No. Sorry. Stray Kids took pictures of them taking pictures with Barry. I'm not talking about the person in the car anymore. I'm done with that.
Oh, I was very confused.
I know you were, but... So, Stray Kids were taking pictures of each other. Also, this is the first time that Changbin has shown his chest. Oh my god.
Haley, calm down.
He broke the internet. It's not just me.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
He broke the internet or broke you?
He broke me
in
half.
Calm down. Look at you. Like salivating and going crazy and looking very...
So, listen.
I don't know
if
we are all listening.
I can't even think. But, so Changbin has a name for... He's named his boobs. Oh, well, not his boobs. His pecs.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're called Jutdae. And then in Korean, it means principal. So, like, one of them is jut and one of them is dae. And then someone made, like, this whole article on it. Like, Jutdae makes a debut at Coogee Beach. And they had, like, this whole, like, news article on it. Because this is literally the first time that he's shown it. Like, skin. And then, I guess because Changbin knew what he was doing, he wrote on his bubble. He's like, the other members were taking off their shirts and going in the water. So, I did too. Hee-hee-hee-hee. I was like, get the hell out of here. But I'm waiting for those videos because I know Stay was there. There had to be Stay at that beach. But then they haven't leaked anything.
Why has anyone leaked anything? Maybe they're like you because they have it and they just keep it in their phones promising.
They're trying to be respectful.
Oh, yeah, right. No, they're just like you. Lazy. They take a while to...
But that stalker fan dropped something. But yeah. Hyunjin. Oh my god, we got a lot of content that day, actually. This was like their day off. Quote unquote day off when they were filming, but they were allowed to like have fun and go to the beach, go swimming. Hyunjin dropped a total of 13 pictures for us while he was at the beach.
Oh, I remember some of them.
The one where his hair was like crazy. Oh, yeah.
He looked like Doc Brown.
Yes.
From Back to the Future.
Yeah, his hair was like very, very wavy and crazy because he went swimming.
Or I guess if you want, one of our friends said he looks like Yugi from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has a blonde hair, mm-hmm. The crazy hair.
So, but we were fed really well as Stays. And then Han was also so cute because he left a message on Bubble saying that he went on a date with Lino. And he said, we went to the pool, but neither of us know how to swim. So we stood in the pool.
Wait, who doesn't know how to swim?
Han and Lino.
Oh, God.
So he's like, we stood in the pool for 30 minutes and then left.
Oh, my God.
No, they don't know how to swim. So I just thought that was cute. And he also left a voice message on Bubble, but he said it all in English, too. So he's been dropping a lot of voice messages on Bubble, and he did, like, a Jungkook karaoke. So he's, like, singing all these different songs, but through voice messages. Oh.
Jungkook karaoke.
Changbin.
That's pretty cool, though. At least he did that.
Changbin. He's the avid user of a Samsung phone. Like, the exact phone is mine.
I guess I lied in the beginning. We will be talking Genshin.
Oh, that's true. So, Changbin out of nowhere drops a commercial with Samsung for the S23 Galaxy, which is the updated phone of mine. I have the S22 Ultra. So he's, I guess, like the spokesperson for Samsung Galaxy now, which makes sense. And honestly, I'm so proud of him because he is actually an Android user. He's the only one that uses Android in the whole group. And in this commercial, he was like doing thirst traps, I guess. He was showing off his biceps and taking pictures of his biceps with his new phone.
Of course.
But there was like three different commercials for it. So the one was like at the gym. The second one was he was playing Genshin Impact on his phone.
Yeah. Holy shit. This dude was actually playing Genshin Impact.
I don't know if it's actually his account.
Right. You don't
know. Could be Felix's. But the fact that he was playing it, he was maining Yellen.
Good choice. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't have her, shit, I wish I pulled on her. Well, I'll wait.
And then, like, because I think this commercial dropped before their tour in Australia. But then, you know, during their, like, introductions, he said, "And I'm Changbin, and you are my Galaxy," like taking a reference to the Samsung Galaxy Note.
Oh,
yeah, not Note. Samsung Galaxy S23. But, oh, here's a really like heartwarming thing that Hyunjin and Changbin did.
Uh-oh.
They donated 100 million won each to Turkey and Syria for the earthquake relief fund.
Yeah, oh man, that earthquake was crazy.
It was really sad.
That was pretty, you know, condolences to anyone affected by that, because that was really insane.
But to put in perspective how much 100 million won is, do you know how much it is?
I did, until I forgot.
It's $78,000.
See that?
US.
Yeah, money.
And then Felix, he also donated to, maybe like a couple of days after, he donated 50 million won. So that's a lot of money, guys. And then I think like the news was like thanking them and stuff, like the ones in Turkey and Syria.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm sure, obviously they didn't do it for that, but it's kind of nice.
No,
that
it
they,
wasn't.
Like,
yeah.
It's cool that they actually.
Because like, I think like a lot of stay had been reaching out to them from like Turkey and Syria.
That's what I was thinking too.
They were.
So
like it was like all over Twitter. Like, please like help, blah, blah, blah. So they helped. One last thing. Stray Kids dropped their first Japanese full album today. It's called The Sound. They also have a song on there called
Yes,
The Sound. I also had pre-ordered it from Japan, and it literally released today, and I got my package today from Japan. Like, how fucking good is that?
But you're not opening it till tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, but then
Haley needs good lighting, of course.
Of course. I have to take pictures of my stuff. Not like you don't do that. Come on.
Guilty.
Yeah, guilty. They had a total of 6 new songs. Japanese songs. The Sound, Battleground, There, Lost Me. So I don't know if you remember, but remember I said that Hyunjin made a song called DLMLU, and I was trying to guess what it was.
Mm.
Do you remember what I said?
No, I remember I said something stupid.
Do you remember what I said, though?
No.
I think I was right. I have to go back and look in the podcast that we did that. I think I said it was like, Don't Let Me Leave You or Don't Let Me Love You.
Oh, I think I remember that. What? I said something stupid.
Anyway, it does stand for Don't Let Me Love You.
DL what?
Don't Let Me Love You. DLMU. DLMLU.
Don't Lick My Lower Umbrella.
Something dumb. And then Novel. And then it also includes the Japanese versions of Thunderous Scars, Case 143, and Chill. So I listened to the whole album.
Of course.
Multiple times.
Of course. It's already assumed. You didn't have to tell us that.
I really love There. This one had been released maybe like a week before the album dropped, and I had been replaying it for the whole week whenever I drive to work. But from the new songs that dropped, I really like Seungmin's song, the one that he wrote. All the members sing it, but...
Oh, but he actually wrote it.
He wrote it. It sounds like another anime opening. That's probably why
awesome.
I like it. So you need to listen to it.
I will. I want to.
Anyway, that's it. I'm done.
Wow, yay!
Yay, blah, blah.
We made it. Blah. We made it to the end. Thank you for sticking with us all the way to the end. Haley is slowly recovering, but I know deep down she's thinking of Changbin.
I am.
What's their names again?
Jutde. Yes. Means
great.
Principal. In Korean. Yes.
So what should I name mine?
I don't know. But remember, people were... Did I show you that video? The one with the business proposal? Where she, like, names her boobs Samantha and something. Ashley. Did you watch that video that
familiar,
I sent?
Sounds familiar, actually.
From the business proposal when she was trying to, like, go on that date for her friend. And then she's like, I got my boobs done. And their names are Samantha and Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then someone
watched the show.
Yeah, someone put that together with Changbin's thing. Because he has a video where he was doing a birthday live. And he's like... These are my boobs. This is Jute and this is Day, and that means principal. And then he ended up calling them little piggies at the end or something. Something random.
Jesus Christ, Changbin.
Okay.
We'll think of some names for mine. Maybe the people out there want to name my
No! What the hell?
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong, Bing Bong.
That's it. We should end there before because I'm starting to think of names for my pecs.
Okay, let's go.
Let's end it there. So thank you all for joining us, and very interesting note that we have ended on this week. As always, we are available on all platforms: Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're tuning in, listening to us right now. Give us a follow, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you want to hear more. Remember, every Thursday we got new episodes, and we'll be here to converse and chat and hang out with you as long as you're willing to hang out with us. Haley, you promised the people you'll be uploading a video soon. And where can they find these videos?
Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And so I think that's it for now. Mm-hmm. Until the next episode, everyone take care. Stay safe. Be ready for more K-pop announcements and all this stuff, and peace. Good luck if you're trying for Jimin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.